Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. You're listening to Financial Survival. And as always, in a minute, we're going to go to Wendy Wilson and let her share some information that I think today you really, really want to pay attention to. And I mean always, but today especially. We'll get started, as always, though, with the metals and the markets and go from there. And the metals are still doing very well as of right now. Gold was up $18.50 to $21.4580. Silver's up 51 cents to $24.11. Platinum was up $26.905. Palladium was up 98 bucks to $1,029. So metals doing well. Markets, so-so. Dow up 23 to 38,608. NASDAQ up 56 to 15,996. S&P up 18 to 5,098. The FTSE was up 1.05% to 19,473. The DAX was up 0.10% to 17,716. Nikkei was down slightly, 0.02% to 40,090. Hang Seng was up 1.70% to 16,438. Oil was up 83 cents to 78,98. USDX was down 0.41 to 103.39. And 10-year yield was down 0.025 to 4.112%. But the metals are climbing and climbing. I don't know how high they're going to go before we see a slide back. But folks, understand this. Metals gain ground. They go up three, come back maybe one or two, go up three more. They never go back down to where they were. Every day that you hesitate ordering is a day you're losing money. Call Melody at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And with this world and the chaos it's in, and this country in utter disarray, I think you may do it very quickly. Well, let's go to our Wednesday guest. We're going to talk to a lady that I enjoy listening to very much. Wendy Wilson of Apothecary Herbs is a walking encyclopedia when it comes to health. Let's get her started. Welcome, Wendy.
Hello, Pastor Butch, and to all the listeners. Great to be with you today. I thought we'd talk about this chronic stress that people are under. It's really a fight or flight response that a lot of people are experiencing and may not even know it, because more people are feeling overstressed, and our bodies are designed to activate reactive responses to these threats, often called the fight or flight response. So we live in times of turmoil and uncertainty and even peril. The Bible told us we would. So it's kind of natural for humans to feel stressed. And as you pointed out before we went on the air, fearful. So what happens to the body under persistent stress can negatively affect health. So we're going to understand the stress mechanisms and try to help our bodies reduce stress load. So under stress, the body functions. When you're under stress, you experience metabolic changes. So you can have muscle tension, headaches, increased blood pressure, increased risk of heart disease, faster breathing, faster reaction times, sweat glands activate. Cognitive function can either be heightened or hindered. Anxiety risk increases, and depression also. Sleep disturbances, obesity, increase in stress hormones, and also an increased risk in substance abuse. So this above list can happen if you're in a fight or flight stress response, but this response is not to be a constant one. Our bodies aren't designed for that to be a constant condition. So brief periods to remove you from a serious threat or of harm is what it really is designed for. So the body's not designed for this mechanism to be on for long periods of time. So long-term stress can affect the nervous system, your adrenal glands, and your mental health. So we're going to look at where the stress begins. So our stress levels tend to begin in our brain, and how we perceive our environment is going to affect our stress. So our senses feed information to the brain, the amygdala region of the brain where your emotions are processed. And if a threat is perceived, distress chemicals and these signals are sent out to your hypothalamus gland to command at your command center, and the body is directed to react at that point. So your autonomic or involuntary functions activate, like faster breathing, your blood pressure goes up, your eye dilates, your nervous system is engaged, which, you know, functions like fuel to the engine for high energy. So when the threat is resolved, the parasympathetic nervous system, then it's activated, and this slows functions back down to normal, often called the rest and digest response. So here's the key, though, to remember. When the distress signal is sent out through the nervous system and it hits the autonomic nerves, it sends signals through the adrenal glands, at which the adrenal glands provide a stress hormone, epinephrine or adrenaline, to the bloodstream. This causes several physical changes, as we previously stated. So the adrenaline also releases glucose into the blood, offering more energy to your muscles. And most adult drivers, you probably experienced this, Pastor Butch, you've experienced a near-miss accident, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we react swiftly and our pulse rate goes up, as well as our breathing. And we feel the effects of the adrenaline as we continue to drive on, and we may feel a little shaken. So this brief stressful encounter can take the body 20 to 30 minutes to recover. So that's just a brief encounter. Now imagine being on red alert for months or years. Can you imagine the stress on your cardio, your nervous system, and your adrenal glands? It's huge. So that's the problem if there's no relief. If the stress of a threat is persistent enough and is constant, the hypothalamus, pituitary, and your adrenal glands continue to engage, and they send hormonal signals to this sympathetic nervous system, and it's activated. So imagine an engine constantly being revved up. That's basically what's happening to your system. So the brain is continuing to perceive a threat. The hypothalamus then releases corticotropin. It's a hormone which triggers what is called adrenal corticotrophic hormones, and finally cortisol from all the adrenal glands. So when cortisol levels run real high, the liver increases the glucose that is stored in the body. So the body essentially remains on red alert, and over time, the glands can become depleted as they do not have an endless supply of hormones. So adrenal collapse can occur. And this is where people may feel very fatigued all the time. So there is also risk of the adrenal glands on frequent or constant low level, or what we call yellow alert, that stresses them out, but on a different level. And some health risks are going to be damage to the blood vessels and the arteries with high adrenaline levels, increased risk of heart attack, increased risk of stroke, low energy and fatigue, a buildup of fat tissue and some weight gain. Memory can be affected, and it lowers your immunity. Here is a quote from Dr. Carolyn Fisher at the Cleveland Clinic. She says, oftentimes, stressors that aren't life-threatening don't have a clear on or off switch. That's where we see some of the detrimental effects of prolonged stress, because it's not going away. It's a chronic stress to our immune system. So this is where a lot of people are falling right now, Pastor Butch, because they're stressed out about what they're seeing in the news, you know, and in their country and other countries, you know, rumors of war and wars and earthquakes and floods and famine and all these things. And, you know, I know I say it a lot, you know, people are just freaking out. They're just freaking out, and they don't know where to put their energy to make things better. Ms. Fisher goes on to say, work, finances, children, marriage, and health are some of the biggest non-life-threatening stressors. So how we interpret them and react to them affects the body's reaction and can contribute to anxiety and lots of other disorders. So a lot of people go into their doctor and they're on a slew of medications, and that's real toxic to the liver. So that's not helping.
Wow.
So we got to work on stress reduction is basically what we got to be aware. And it's important to know what your stress triggers are. So there are activities that you can use to help lower your stress levels. Getting control of your thoughts is real important. And using some techniques that help the mind to relax, because all the stress starts in the brain. So we can use meditation, massage, low-impact exercise, reading uplifting books, or some other relaxation activity to help us bring our physical and mental function back to a baseline. Now, support from family and friends is also going to be important during periods of chronic stress. So hopefully you got, you know, a help group that's not critical of you and what you're going through. Let's touch real quickly on addictions, because when we get stressed out, we're at a greater risk of addictions. So whether it's food, tobacco, street drugs, or alcohol, here's an example. Drinking too much alcohol can elevate the cortisol, your stress hormone, and it's produced by your adrenal glands, so you're draining those adrenal glands faster. So you will wear out the adrenal glands faster this way, and the body in general, when you have an addictive substance. So be careful on that. So basically, we have to look at things as a whole and have a perspective and do what we can and let God do what we can't. So we all react to the world a bit differently. So we have to be on guard against what is called hyper-reactive or triggered response to situations that are really not life-threatening. So focus on the things that you love and give you joy. If it's gardening, well, then do that. If it's cooking for family and friends, do that. If it's remodeling your bathroom, do that. So putting energy into productive activities that are enjoyable to you is going to help you relieve your tension, your stress, and help relax your mind. Sometimes, you know what I like to do? I like to relax in a bathtub with no phone. No phone. About 30 minutes. And while I'm in there, I think about things that give me joy. You know, reading the Bible also helps me out a lot. There's a lot of uplifting and encouragement in the Holy Scriptures. Don't you agree, Pastor Butch?
I agree.
Right. And, you know, we also have some other aids that we could tap into. There's herbs that can help us. Herbs tend to be packed full of nutrition, and they help the body regenerate and balance. So there are herbs that can help remove muscle tension and nervous system tension. They can help the liver and also feed the adrenal glands some nutrition to help them recover. So we have formulas at Apothecary Herbs for all of that. We have an adrenal gland. We have milk thistle for the liver. We have things for anxiety, depression, panic attacks, so that you're not having to rely on really a lot of prescription drugs that are quite toxic with a lot of side effects for you. So they can give us a call if they want a free catalog or visit our website at thepowerherbs.com. And the number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. We also have a spring sale coming up real soon, the next few days. So if people want to, you know, stock up on things for allergy season as well, this would be a great opportunity to do that. And they can just feel more empowered and in control of such a chaotic world that we live in, Pastor Butch.
And boy, it is that. It really is. And every day it's going to make you get a new curveball through at you.
Yeah, and as Pastor Sanders often says, and I think you do too, that, you know, it's designed that way to keep you, you know, off balance, you know.
Of course.
But you know, just realize God's on the throne. He's laughing at them and their attempts to destroy, so he's got everything in control.
Well, you know, I always tell people, just talk about it this way. Next year at this time, this problem won't be bothering you anymore. It'll
right.
be behind you. So take it today, one day at a time, and this is easier said than done. It's taken me a lot of years to get this. By the time I figured out, I guess I was an old man. But just stay calm, ask the Holy Spirit to keep you calm, and think your way through things, and you'll be all right. I mean, if you believe, if you're born again, you can't lose. The worst thing you can do is pass away and go be with Him, so it's no big deal.
Right. Well, and we're supposed to, you know, use wisdom and discernment and try all things. We're supposed to, you know, test everything and, you know, gain information. And before you kind of make a leaping of a decision there, you want to make sure you're talking with people, counseling with people that can help you. Yeah. So I think people realize, you know, when you think you're having a bad day, just realize someone in this world, somewhere else, has it worse than you.
That's
true. And count your blessings. And wasn't it Paul that said, "I've learned to be content in all things"?
Yes, exactly.
Whether
you're bound or abased, whatever. He said, as long as you have food and raiment, be content.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, we just don't know when the Lord's coming back. But we're supposed to occupy and push back against the gates of hell until he come.
I agree. You know, and Christ himself said that in the last days, men's hearts were failing because of fear. Well, fear and stress are kissing cousins, I guess you could say.
Well, and the thing is fear is of the devil.
It is.
And we were instructed not to be fearful and concerned. All these things must come to pass. So, you know, that tells me God's in control. It's a controlled demolition. and you know, he's got it all in good order. So we can trust in that. Sometimes we wish he'd get it done sooner than later. But we're waiting for that last family member to be saved.
Well, now, I'm going to ask you a question that is a professional question. Do you have calming herbs? I know there are certain things. If I get stressed, chamomile tea does help me.
Yeah, chamomile, lavender. A lot of these teas are very good. Sleepy time teas. Some people are wired differently, and it doesn't impact them at all. So I've seen people with herbs that are more have a calming effect, stimulate them, and they have a more energizing effect. And then I've seen the opposite, where, you know, stimulating, energizing herbs have a calming effect. So some people are wired differently. So not all the herbs that calm you down may actually calm you down. You can test them. One of my favorites is valerian root. It takes tension out of the nervous system, and you feel calmer, but without sedation. So you can still carry on your normal routine. You can still, you know, drive a car and that kind of thing. So it's just like your nervous system has a big sigh of relief. So I love valerian root. Another one is a relaxation formula. We call it Relax Formula. It's got an herb that works like an antispasmodic to take tension out of your muscles. So when you're all uptight and upset, your muscles tense. They really get tight. So you can actually relax those muscles. And that really helps relax a lot of the muscles up the back of your neck and help relax your mind. So massage is really a great tool. People should, you know, engage in getting some massages and just helping them, you know, get a better perspective on their day.
Just to relax. We're about out of time, young lady. You better give out some information.
Oh, sure. Our spring sale will be active in a couple of days, so definitely give us a call at 866-229-3663 or visit us online at thepowerherbs.com.
All right. And thanks again. Wendy, I appreciate you. You are just, I wish I had your knowledge. I really do. But God bless you with it, and you're sharing it, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
You're so welcome. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
All right. See you next week. Folks, don't go away. Back at the break.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Talking away. I don't know what to say. I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find you. Shine it away. I'm coming for your love, okay? Take on me.
All righty, folks, we are back. Let's jump back in here and have some more good times together. We're going to bring up our boss lady now. Yeah, Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver. And, folks, I told you at the beginning of the program, metals are looking good. They may fluctuate a little more, but metals will never go back down to where they were even a year ago. And if they do, that means the dollar is dropping even lower. So think about that. So, anyway, now's the time to call Melody at 800-375-4188. And tell her that she wants a deal of the month where you buy 5 and get 15 free.
Yeah. We're running a special. You get 20 free.
All right.
Now, folks, we're just kidding. We're kidding out there. I know that you're already dialing. And, well, you advertised it, so you have to stand by it. No, it's a joke. It's a joke. Ha ha. Funny, funny.
Oh, golly. So how's Melody today?
And we'll just bill Butch for it.
just send me the bill. I can throw it in the trash can and do the rest of them. Sure, I'll be all right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we did have a nice day in gold today. 21.54 hitting another record, and silver was up 1.75%, 24.40. Platinum was up another almost 3%. Palladium was up 11%, $105 for palladium.
That's huge.
That's huge.
and is huge. So, but they're not monetary metals. And, you know, I had a long conversation with a gentleman yesterday. He's buying a substantial amount of platinum, but he also has a substantial amount of gold and silver. So he has room to diversify into something else. And it is a nice little bed, and it's inexpensive compared to, you know, the other metals and so forth. And so just be careful out there that, you know, don't buy platinum thinking it's gold. It's not. They all have their fundamentals. They all have their purposes in a portfolio, and you buy them accordingly. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. And already they're beginning. I was reading this article about now that gold is up there. Let's see if I can pull it up here real quick. Anyway, they were talking about how great, you know, the price of gold was and so forth. But hey, you know, you have to bet against it because that's what you're doing. You know, it's, you know, you buy it for when your paper investments go down. So you're rooting for gold. You're buying an investment and you're rooting for it not to go up. I mean, the spin that they put on it because they don't want you to own it.
Now, run that by us again. Run that by us again. You're buying gold
investors
because of what?
Buy gold and hope it doesn't go up. That's the big headline.
Oh, my God.
Gold does well when other assets and the world are in trouble. And so even those who join the rally, this is just a rally. It's not a real thing. It's just a rally. Should do so with caution and root against the yellow metal. That's what they say. I mean, it's just like, say, what? You don't buy it for that. This is the, do you, I mean, it's just absurd. It's the insurance policy that you're buying. Yes, you don't, you know, if you have paper investments, I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know, I guess it's the same thing if you buy fire insurance. You're hoping your house burns down? I mean, it's just unbelievable. But anyway, they did list all the reasons and so forth. So you're going to hear a lot of stories now about gold, and because they don't want you to own it. And I learned a long time ago, you buy what they don't want you to have. You do what they tell you not to do. You do the opposite most of the time, not all the time, but a lot of the times you do the opposite of what government tells you and what financial planners tell you to do. But I'm not a financial planner, so I'm not giving you advice today. Remember the NYCB, the New York Commercial Bank Corp, Community Bank Corp, New York Community Bank Corp. They announced a $1 billion capital raise. Now, the stock was down, what, 30-plus percent this week? It was down 42% before this headline came out today. That's what their stocks were down. They're the ones who bought up some of those banks that went out that were having troubles last year. This is the New York Community Bank Corp. They got $1 billion capital raise and a leadership shakeup. Now, this is headlined. Remember Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin?
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
It's his Mnuchin's Liberty Strategic Capital. There are several investment firms. Hudson Bay Capital and Reverence Capital Partners for over $1 billion in exchange for equity in the regional bank. Mnuchin will be one of the four new members, the bank's board of directors, as part of the deal. Joseph Otting, former comptroller of the currency, is also joining the board and taking over as CEO. And again, the stock finished up more than 7% after several halts today. And prior to the press release that they were injecting this $1 billion, the stock was down 42%. as there was reports from Reuters and the Wall Street Journal that they were exploring a capital raise. So they needed the money or they were ready to go belly up. Now, we also, this was also followed shortly by, this was in January, where Moody's Investor Services downgraded the bank's credit rating to junk status. So my question is, now this is a far stretch, but this is thinking outside the box. Now, he was a Treasury Secretary for President Trump. Why would they inject $1 billion into a failing bank? Oh, President Trump needs a loan, doesn't he? I'm just saying. Coincidences.
How about that? Good thinking.
Coincidences, folks. So we'll and then there was a couple of articles today about how President Trump could go out and obtain loans from New York banks, investment firms in New York, even though at one point in time he was not allowed to do so, but the judge had put a halt on that particular part, so therefore allowing him to get loans in New York. And it's true, everybody knows him in New York and so forth and whatnot. So it's going to be interesting. Now, right before the program, that's what I started to do. I started to look up to see exactly who the other two investment firms were and maybe their association with different people and so forth. So I don't know. I just thought, what an interesting coincidence. Steven Mnuchin. Haven't heard his name in a while.
Nope. Wow.
And now all of a sudden they injected $1 billion. Now, I'm not sure they could loan him the half. Well, he needs 400, 500 million. So.
Interesting. Anyway. Interesting. And that's, but you know, there's no such thing as coincidence in politics.
No.
You know that. They all work together. I can't begin to explain it, but they all work together. They truly do.
They do. And, you know, it's the same thing, too. When COVID first came out, and remember when President Trump was up there talking about injecting stuff into your veins and UV light and stuff like that? Well, there was a company that was just coming out that was actually doing research on that. So while everybody was thinking that it was, you know, something stupid that he was saying, people were probably making money on it. So, you know, there is no such thing as coincidences. And most people, you know, I mentioned it a few times, you know, can't prove it. But you can look at the coincidences and say, interesting.
Amazing.
So,
amazing. Anyway,
it should make you think.
It should make you think, but I don't mean to sound nasty, but that's almost a lost art nowadays. You know that.
Absolutely.
I mean, they don't have to think. The telephone's in front of them. Yeah, well. And of course, political news here. Nikki Haley suspends her campaign, leaves Donald Trump as the last major Republican candidate. So I don't get a lot of detail on that. We all know what happened. She's not endorsing Trump. And she says, it's now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond, who did not support him. And I hope he does that, she said. At its best, politics is about bringing people into your cause, not turning them away. And our conservative cause badly needs more people. Well, I certainly will not call her a conservative, but nonetheless, she's out. And now we actually hear rumors that Michelle Obama is thinking about joining the race.
Oh, that's hogwash. That's not going to happen. I mean, they bring her and Clinton and Hillary out all the time.
That was on the news. I thought, really? What, I mean, really? But they brought that up. She said, I'm ready to run if you need me. But anyway, and MSNBC cuts off Trump victory speech, claims it's irresponsible to broadcast. I want to just make a couple comments on this very quickly. MSNBC's salty anchor, Rachel Maddow, once again cut away from Donald Trump, giving a victory speech after winning 15 of the Super Tuesday states, reasoning that it is irresponsible to allow Trump to knowingly lie. Well, if she did that, very few politicians, to everybody, very few politicians would have a time on TV at all. Because all of them lie. Just about every one of them lie. I mean, Biden's no better than Trump. Bush no better than Trump. Certainly Obama's no better than Trump. So if you're going to cut off all the politicians that lie on MSNBC, Rachel, you'll not have any politicians on there. It says, as Trump was speaking, Mad Dog injected, yay, okay, while one of the other clowns laughed in the background. The anchor then stated, I will say it in a decision that we revisit constantly in terms of the balance between allowing somebody to knowingly lie on your air about things they have lied about before, and you can predict they're going to lie about. So, therefore, it is irresponsible to allow them to do that. So they cut him off. But that is so hypocritical. Melody, if you go make that an even playing ground for all of them, you'd do very, very few political interviews, would you?
That's true.
Yeah. And House Democrats implode over Supreme Court decision. Raskin crafting legislation to bar Trump from ballot. On and on and on it goes. Not satisfied that Supreme Court enforced Democratic process play out, House Democrats and I are preparing legislation to try and keep Trump off the ballot. Congress will have to try and act, said Representative Jamie Raskin, Democrat in Maryland, the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, in a comment to creepy deep state mouthpiece Axios, which swears the border is extra secure right now. Raskin, a former member of the January 6th Select Committee, said he is already crafting the bill, telling Axios that I'm working on it today. I don't have a lot of hope the Speaker Mike Johnson will allow us to bring enforcement legislation to the floor, but we have to try and do it, said Raskin, who said he'll beseech Republicans to join the bill. Melody, this makes me wonder, is he really that big a threat? Or is this all show? Or is this some way to boast his poll numbers even higher? What is behind all this nonsense?
You know what? I really don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, I get it, and yet I don't get it. And then I question are we off, Butch?
Are we off? No, I'm here.
No, I mean, thinking with, you know, with, I don't know.
I want to think that he's so dangerous to him that maybe he's going to try to do something. But he didn't do anything the first time.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. So, I don't know. This is just things I ask myself. Is this all part of the political show to get him more popular sometimes? I don't say that the Raskin wants to do that. But so far, everything they tried backfired on him. I mean, he tromped Haley. I mean, literally tromped her. So, I don't know.
They don't know how to run against him. That's the whole point, because they're politicians. The reason he was so successful, because he was a salesman, not a politician. That's how he beat them, because he was pitching. He branded himself. It's all how you do it to sell. It's so easily seen. He branded himself. And he wasn't the so-called politician. That's what he ran on. I'm not a politician. I'm going to get rid of the swamp. I'm going to use my own money. Which he did none of that.
That's very true. That's very true. But
maybe he used some of his money, but he still got paid. How many people in this country still believe he didn't get paid? He still got a paycheck.
Of course he did.
It was his choice. I don't know what he did with it. Did he give it to charity? Did he give it this? If I gave it to charities for 4 years, I'd be posting it somewhere to show what I did with it. But did we see that? I didn't. I don't know if somebody else did. Maybe. I didn't look for it. So well, so this election's the same thing. All of those from DeSantis to they're running as politicians. You can't beat Trump by doing it that way, because the people do not want a politician. It's that simple. And it's like these people are just stupid. There I go using that word again. I don't like that word, but I can't think of what else to say.
Well, by their fruit you shall know them, obviously. But I am seeing a huge kickback now on liberalism. We'll discuss after the break, though. Go ahead, Melvin. Take that.
And you want? No. Okay, I'll say it. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And Butch, you wanted to finish up the...
I do. I want this article, Hitler quoting candidate wins North Carolina Republican gubernatorial primary. Now, keep in mind, this candidate is a black gentleman, okay? Mark Robinson, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor, who has had a history of making inflammatory comments and has said he would abolish abortion rights. I never thought ever somebody called murder a right. But anyway, has won the state's Republican nomination for governor. Robinson, North Carolina, first black lieutenant governor, will face Democrat Josh Stein, the state attorney general, in what's expected to be a close and hotly contested race in November. Robinson and Stein are attempting to secede the current Democrat Governor Roy Cooper, who is term limited. Because Republicans already control North Carolina's legislature, Robinson's victory would give them a trifecta and unilateral control over policymaking in a critical battleground state. Issues like the right to abortion, the right to murder is what they should say, would be at stake. Robinson said last month that he would absolutely protect life from conception. We got down to 12 weeks, he said. The next goal is to get down to 6 and then just keep moving from there. A former factory worker, Robinson launched his political career when his 2018 speech on gun laws to his hometown council went viral. During that speech, Robinson said that he represented average Americans who feel targeted and whose safety feels threatened by attempts to restrict firearm access. The attention following the speech earned him a spot as a conservative commentator by the National Rifle Association board member, and he used his new fame to launch his successful bid for lieutenant governor. Robinson has a history of controversial statements. He described COVID-19 as a globalist conspiracy to destroy Donald Trump. I'm going to say this. Donald Trump brought that up himself with warp speed or whatever it was. So, yeah, he did that to himself. In 2021, he criticized efforts to teach LGBTQ issues in sex education, referring to transgender and homosexual people as filth. Amen. He has also said people who are gay or who are homosexual are equivalent to what the cows leave behind, as well as maggots and flies. He implied at a campaign event that last month that transgender women should be arrested if they use women's restrooms. Now, I know that sounds radical to most people today, but it was common sense in the 1950s. It sounds radical today, but it was moral and righteous not too many years ago. Go, Mark Robinson. In fact, I'm going to try and get him on the broadcast sometime soon if I can. Anyway, I just wanted to share that. That sounds radical. Today's mindset, it is radical. But to what I grew up in, it's normal. Any comments, Melody?
No, sir.
San Francisco, believe it or not, votes for police, drug tests, progressivism is out. Now, this is San Francisco, Melody. California, they're turning things around. And by the way, you already know in Oregon that they overrode the decriminalizing drugs. You know that already. So Oregon had a second thought about legalizing drugs and everybody getting on them. But anyway, voters in San Francisco passed ballot measures on Super Tuesday that expanded police powers, required drug screening for welfare recipients, and reduced restrictions on commercial and real estate development, a massive defeat for the left. The San Francisco Chronicle declared boldly in front page headline Wednesday morning, progressivism is out for now, and voters make it clear San Francisco can no longer be called a progressive city. It reported, for now at least, San Francisco can no longer be called a progressive city, not after voters approved ballot measures Tuesday to loosen restrictions on the police and screen welfare recipients for drugs, while a measure to boost developers was leading and likely to pass. Voters also backed the slate of moderates to run the local Democratic County Central Committee, whose endorsements could reshape who was selected in San Francisco for years. 4 years ago, progressives won all but two seats on the DCCC. So, okay, so they're moving more to the center right now. We'll see what happens. But I totally agree that welfare recipients should be drug tested. I have no problem with that at all. I think it's a very wise idea. What do you think, Melody?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. But you know what? They're legalizing so many drugs. I'm not sure it would make a difference.
I know. Well, yeah, what can you say? But yeah, and this you knew for years, and I did too, but I didn't know this depth. This crisis, it says, Medicare and Social Security, now listen to this amount, are underfunded by $175 trillion. I said trillion, folks, with a T, like in Tom. Underfunded $175 trillion. That's six times the national debt. Social Security and Medicare are in a crisis as they are underfunded by $175 trillion. Unfunded liabilities are financial promises made with no money held in reserve to support these promises. Corporations and nonprofits are required to report the amount of liabilities or promises they make that are outstanding. Responsible companies are set aside funds to pay for these promises when they become due. The U.S. government does not have to abide by these reporting and reserving measures. The bulk of government's total liabilities are unfunded. As of the end of 2022... I'm sorry, as in 2012, 12 years ago, the actual liabilities of the U.S. federal government, including Social Security, Medicare, and federal employees' future retirement benefits, were estimated to exceed $86.8 trillion, or 550% of annual GDP. Today, the amount of unfunded liabilities has increased astronomically from $86.8 to $175 trillion, folks. and you think it's going to last? Social Security and Medicare are, well, it's a nightmare. The nightmare is here. We've been talking about it for years. This can't go on, Melody. They can't keep doing this. I mean, we're going to, what you said, every 100 days we go another $1 trillion in debt in this country?
Yep.
When the, already Medicare and Social Security is $175 trillion underfunded, how long can they float that? Any comments?
Nope. Yeah, they can't. It's that simple. But they do an incredible job.
Well, it's they do. They keep covering it up.
Yeah,
I just don't want to say to even.
And, hey, you know what? My thought is, let them keep doing what they're doing, because you know what? When it happens, it's going to be nasty. And at least the people that are aware of it gets one more day to prepare for various things, and you get to live a life that's somewhat normal, even though our freedoms and everything's are being eroded. Because when it does happen, don't think that you're going to go and not be harmed. And, you know, so, hey, they can do it until, you know, another year goes by or 2 years. Hey, it's bad for the people who just don't do anything, who know that it's coming and just sit there and say, well, it didn't happen today, so I guess I got another day. I'll wait. I'll wait till something happens.
Okay.
Those are the ones that will
get out of debt when you can, as soon as you can. Get out of debt.
Get out of debt. Get out of debt. But you have to get out of debt smart ways, too. You know, there's smart ways to get out of debt. But anyway.
Borrow from the government?
Yeah. Yeah. Go across the border.
There you go. Come back in. There you go.
Buy some of their clothing.
Now, this next article is really, I don't know what to say. It's really not shocking, but it's hard to believe. Income needed to afford a home in the U.S. has soared by 80% since 2020. 80%. The Biden administration and its fawning PR industry, also known as the mainstream media, have over the past year been desperate to explain to ordinary Americans why the U.S. economy is actually doing so much better than most peasants give the 81-year-old handlers credit for. And yet, for all the seasonal adjustments, data rigging, propaganda, and angry outbursts by the senile president, there may be a very simple reason why Biden will lose the November 2024 election, not just on the catastrophic debacles that are immigration and foreign policy, Afghanistan, Ukraine, Israel, etc., but also on the economy. And that has to do with the stuffing of what was once an American dream, namely owning a house. And I remember as a young man, people talk about getting their own little piece of America. Really. According to Zillow, the income needed to comfortably afford a home in the U.S. has leapt 80% since 2020, far exceeding what the BLS reports has been a 23% increase in median house income over the same period. The real estate website found that home buyers today need to make more than $106,000 a year, up $47,000 in 2020, a change driven largely by higher prices and borrowing costs. Housing costs have soared over the past 4 years, and as drastic hikes in home prices, mortgage rates, and rent growth far outpaced wage gains. Some math: in 2020, a household earning of $59,000 a year could comfortably afford the monthly mortgage on a typical U.S. home, assuming the rule of thumb that the buyer can spend up to 30% of his income on housing and make a 10% down payment. That was less than the U.S. median income of about $66,000 at the time, meaning that more than half American households had the financial means to afford home ownership. Fast forward just 4 years later today, when it takes roughly $106,000 income to afford a typical home, and median earnings are more than $81,000, putting a home purchase out of reach for most families. Wow. That's sad. Beyond sad. I mean, and people now are trying to retire and live on, some of them, $30,000, $40,000 a year. Back at one time, that's feasible. Not that many years ago. But not so much today, is it, Melody?
No. Absolutely not.
You know, I really feel for the young people, especially. You know, and I mean, living in cars and they're living in small, I guess, tiny houses or whatever. They're trying to exist. And maybe they don't think about it so much. But my generation remembers when your goal was to own your own home. Maybe a piece of land to put a garden on. Or maybe like me, blessed a little bit of land, maybe put a couple cows in the field once in a while. That was what people look forward to. Walk on their own property. As long as you pay rent to the state, you got to keep it. You know, you can walk on it. And if you live lucky enough to live where I live, there's no zoning. You can build something, cut down a tree, whatever you want to. That was the dream of most Americans. I remember that. I remember Amway's president, Rich DeVos, did a speech entitled Selling America. And he talked about everybody getting to own a little piece of America, their homes. That's sad. Any comments on Bildy?
You don't know. Now we sell it all out to China and everywhere else. I saw a report on the amount of Chinese marijuana farms in this country. It was amazing.
Really?
Yes. I've never heard. And I wanted to pull up some articles on that, but it's like, are you serious? Marijuana plants, California, of course. And where does that money go? Goes right back to China. Get those Americans all potted up, drugged up, and, you know, it's, oh my gosh, Butch, it's just unbelievable.
It really is. You know, we're laughing, but what, you have to laugh. What are you going to do?
I just can't believe the people in this country are just so
apathetic,
naive, whatever. There's multiple words we could use.
Yeah, I won't use the one you like.
Stupid. I don't like that word. I really don't. But, you know, everyone understands it.
Well, there's... For a while, you can think people are maybe naive. And I guess one of the reasons that we can say that is because the younger generation knows less than what our generation did as far as what happened in the country. They never lived to see America of the 1950s and 60s, even the 70s. They weren't alive then. So they don't know what's missing.
They don't know what it is.
No, they don't. So they don't know that they lost all these liberties, all these freedoms, and the dollar become worth less and less. They didn't live then. It's hard for them to comprehend it even when you try to tell them. They can't comprehend that. We've lost so much in my lifetime in the way of liberties and finances. It's unbelievable. So I don't know what to say, you know. It's just a sad situation.
And you know what? It's because they divided this nation so much that people just can't get together. I just saw this thing that came out with a budget deal. It's overflowing with what, 1.2? Is that $12 billion or $1.2 billion? $1 billion worth of earmarks. And, I mean, it's just more than $12.7 billion for such stupid things. Voters in California, there's 256 different earmarks that are included in the budget bill working its way through Congress this week with Dianne Feinstein's name on it, and she's been dead 6 months.
Oh, my.
$12 billion, new sewer system, runways, upgrades for tiny rural airports, a solar energy project in Wisconsin.
Wow.
A parade company for Detroit's annual Thanksgiving Day. I mean, it goes on and on. It's crazy. It's nuts. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe. Good night, and God bless. That's too bad.